Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So thank you for coming back to my channel. Obviously the huge news of the day, roughly 8 o'clock in the morning, plainclothes police officers entered the royal family's private estate at Sandringham, Norfolk, and they arrested Mr. Mountbatten Windsor. They conducted him to a police station where he was sort of booked into the custody suite. They will have taken his fingerprints, DNA sample, and say, oh, does that match up with the crime scene? But anyway, no matter what happens, that DNA sample is usually retained. Even the person's released without charge. You can apply to have it destroyed, which rarely happens. Anyway, so he will be questioned under caution. Everything is recorded. Anything that you say can be used in evidence against you. If you don't state something or you refuse to answer a question, a court could draw inferences about why you declined to answer this question. He will be offered a solicitor. He could waive his right to a solicitor. I think even Prince Andrew, or the former prince, is not stupid enough to say no to that one, and so on. So this is a huge moment, and it was seen coming. You know, Andrew Loney said, yeah, he's definitely going to get charged with misconduct in public office, and the charge is on suspicion of that. They've searched that property in the Sandringham estate. They're searching another address in Berkshire. I'm not sure which is Berkshire address. Is it the one he just moved out of that Royal Lodge in the grounds of Windsor Castle? And so on. So the Norfolk police wouldn't identify the individual. Everyone knows who it is. A man in his 60s. It happens to be Prince Andrew's 66th birthday. Not much of a birthday present for him. And then His Britannic Majesty released a statement saying how the law must take its course. Obviously, you know, it would be sort of inapposite of him to be saying, cheering on the police, yeah, prosecute him, because we mustn't be prejudicing any court action. The police have up to 12 hours to charge him or release him. And if you haven't charged him, you've got to release him. You can release him on police bail, so he's going to come back for later questioning. We can release without charge. Okay, now they seldom hold for up to 24 hours. Now, if there's a very strong reason, they can apply to a more senior police officer for holding for more time, because they need to find more things, they need to interrogate him more, apply to eventually a magistrate, it's a low-level judge, to extend this up to 96 hours, that's 4 days, but that's highly unusual. I don't see that happening in this case, because if he's charged with a crime, he usually wouldn't be allowed to leave the country. Even though his passport was not confiscated, it would be like cancelled. Get to any port? No. Can't board a flight? No. Can't get onto a ship? And so on. Obviously, he could travel to Northern Ireland over the border to the Republic, and so on. So Prince Andrew has proved his idiocy yet again by not skipping the country. Or is he for once being dutiful, saying, I've got to take it on the chin, take one for the team? Because what he could have done is like the quondam king of Spain, Juan Carlos II, is move to the United Arab Emirates, in which I believe he's got no extradition treaty with the United Kingdom, and maybe not the USA either, by citizenship of another country, one of the Caribbean countries. So even if his British passport was cancelled, that wouldn't force him to leave or something like that, and then just live out the rest of his life there. So misconduct in public office, that comes with a maximum 10-year sentence, and the case is absolutely crystal clear from the Epstein file leak, and that also prompted this, that he shared highly confidential government documents which were financially sensitive, which were market moving, with the late and unlamented Jeffrey Epstein, allowing Epstein to make certain investments which were very advantageous. Now, was Andrew doing this in return for bribes? I mean, almost certainly. But misconduct in public office doesn't require bribery. Even there was no bribery, it's still misconduct in public office. Because remember, one of his duties was a confidentiality. These were state secrets. He was not to be sharing these, and he shared with them with someone he knew would exploit them for financial gain. So if he pleads guilty, he would get up to a 7-year sentence, probably released halfway through that. So yeah, imagine him going to prison. He's a private citizen. He would have a fair trial, a jury of his peers, ordinary men and women. But that trial probably wouldn't start for a year because of huge backlogs in the court system. So what an earth-shaking day for the royal family. I know his sister, Princess Anne, she's been had up in court for having a dog out of control and for speeding. She wasn't arrested. She went to a police station voluntarily. She was charged without being arrested. Okay, and then she paid her fine. That was bad. But obviously, this is a different order of magnitude, what he has allegedly done. Now, the sex crimes against Virginia Giuffre and two other women, allegedly, they don't come into that. But, you know, once he's in custody, you know, there's even more reason for the FBI to interrogate him. The FBI for years and years have been asking to answer questions, and indeed have the lawyers, Victoria, is it Gloria Allred, for the late Virginia Giuffre and other alleged Epstein victims, even women who didn't say that Prince Andrew did anything against him. Did he know anything about it? Was he happened present at the house? Did his friend Epstein, his friend Ghislaine Maxwell, did he mention anything? And Ghislaine Maxwell is another person who's very foolish, who could have fled and didn't. She's a French citizen, born in France of a French mother and a British father, and became a citizen of the United States later on. She, when solids were hitting the fan several years ago, she could easily have flown to France and lived out the rest of her life because France, on principle, never extradites its own citizens. Yeah, I hope this light is not too bright, is it? It seems too bright to me. Okay, so anyway, so they talk about accountability, facing justice. It looks like it's going to happen because the case against him is really unanswerable. And he didn't do it once or twice. He did it many, many, many times. He was that United Kingdom Trade and Investment Representative for 10 years. And so we know what he was up to. He enriched himself to the tune of several million pounds at least. So there might be more things that's not in the Epstein files about when he sold Sunning Hill Park to Timur Kulibayev, the son-in-law of President Nazarbayev of Kazakhstan. The man paid £3 million over the asking price, which is probably an inflated price anyway. Was that a described bribe? It's just endless. But once he's in custody, the FBI might say, "We're coming to question you." Now, could I'm not sure if Andrew could refuse to even be in a room with them to answer questions. Even if he is in a room, there's nothing to force him to open his mouth. Even if he doesn't even just say no comment. And yeah, he's not legally obliged to answer questions, but that still wouldn't look good for him. Would the United States feel they have enough of a case to request his extradition? Would a court in the United Kingdom grant that extradition request? Could he find himself taken by US federal marshals and flown to the United States to face a trial there? But does this imperil the monarchy? I mean, I think it has jeopardized the monarchy because the late queen, that she was informed of this, she poo-pooed it, she dismissed it, she let him get away with this when he was UK trade representative. It flex very badly on Tony Blair, who appointed him against the advice of their then Prince Charles, who could see this going so badly wrong in many different ways. It reflects, and eventually the Conservative government removed him under David Cameron. But there were Labour MPs like Chris Bryant who were deeply unhappy with Prince Andrew long before that. You know, diplomats who said that he's behaving in a way that's grossly unbecoming. He's dragging the royal name through the mud. He's being very unethical. They faced demotion. They faced being sort of posted to Bujumbura if they said anything. Police officers, likewise, who did loads of things, who wanted to say, you know, his behaviour is immoral, is disgraceful, possibly illegal. You know, you will face demotion if you don't do as you're told. Just keep your mouth shut and so on. So far, it's all Prince Andrew is all his own fault. I would normally feel a bit sorry for a 66-year-old man, a former Royal Naval officer who was high status, who's having his collar felt for the very first time, and feel he's completely screwed up. He's completely ruined everything. He's totally trashed his family's reputation, and he could even destroy the monarchy single-handedly. You think he's a suicide risk, and he probably is. Wow, and I've long said the best thing for the House of Windsor is he dropped dead of a heart attack. But the stress of this may cause this to happen, as people are joking. I bet he's sweating now. Remember, he said he couldn't sweat since the Falklands War of 1982. His royal dryness, despite there being plenty photos of him sweating. And one thing is, this is not particularly about the Virginia Giuffre allegations, but it'll come to that. I think it will come to that. And one thing is, we now know, especially with these Epstein files, that interview with Emily Maitlis, almost everything he said in that was a lie. Almost everything he said has been proven to be a lie. If he said it in the Royal Navy, okay, that bit is true, he was. But any of the contentious statements are now proven to be lies in his own words by what he said. The thing is, look at his facial expression. His lies were actually quite effective. Is he quite crafty, not the blinking giveaway? Or is he just so thick he's actually forgotten the truth? Maybe. I mean, he's quite dim. So, yeah. They will, I think, I predict the FBI will seek his extradition. But, you know, trial will start in about 1 year, take a few months, a year and a half from now, I reckon he'll be starting a fairly long jail sentence. And then the FBI say it will seek, you know, his extradition. Will that be granted? Very likely that it will, you know, and then he might have to finish his US, his British prison sentence. So in about 5 years' time, he'll be released, flown to the USA to face trial there. So, but the royal family, all they can do is distance themselves, is condemn him, and they've done that without going so far as to prejudice any trial against him and be unfair to him, who obviously still got the presumption of innocence. Right. Anyway, so this is a risk to the royal family, to corner the abolition of the monarchy. The monarchy is less popular than before, but, you know, if they're seen to be complicit, they're in trouble. But, you know, that's why King Charles being shouted at, what did you know, when did you know, and all sorts of public appearances, people saying he didn't take firm enough action against his brother, that he somehow colluded in this. And that's why it's a serious danger. And that's why there's a significant possibility he'll abdicate. He's got an excuse to say it's because of his cancer and to hand over to Prince William, who's not tainted by that. Fortunately, from a monarchist perspective, Prince William and his good wife, Kate Middleton, are the most popular of the monarchy. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.